Yeah, school's been going great. You know, unfortunately, schools all over the country are still making the kids wear masks, which is very, very upsetting to me, especially when the adults are out running around without masks. It doesn't make any sense why you would make your child wear a mask and why any parent would be okay with it and just send their kid to school with a mask. So, you know, we've never mandated masks. We don't want our teachers to get the shot. Yeah. And, you know, we're really our health freedom advocates and are just trying to let our kids be normal kids and do the right thing. And unfortunately, schools are going the other way. And I just,
very much,
every day I scratch my head. I don't understand it.
I know. Well, I remember Center Academy, like I said, last year, I remember reading about you guys in the Epic Times because the mainstream media was coming out and attacking because they're like, this school like doesn't like won't let their vaccinated employees or whatever near their students because they don't know about the effects. And they were just like, they're being like, I think they called you like racist and pretty much every other thing in the book and stuff. And I'm like, no, they're an they have a right to do that. And I'm like, with what we don't know about these vaccine shots or whatever, and like people being around people who've had it and then having effects themselves, I'm like shedding or whatever it is, I'm like, they're trying to protect the kids, which is what they should be doing.
Well, I got quality information from doctors that have been studying what's happening firsthand. I mean, they're on the ground. They've got patients. You know, one of the doctors, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, who you probably know, he's an incredible doctor in New York. He was telling me, hey, I had a 20-month-old baby come in bleeding from the vagina. You know, I had a little boy come in with a rash around his scrotum. And in every single instance, when I asked more questions to the parents, that child had spent a day or a weekend with, you know, the grandparents or the cousins or someone else who got the shot. And he said, so the only thing I can, the only conclusion I could come to right now until further evidence comes out, until, you know, this goes to the next level, which is to really, really thoroughly investigate it, is that there is some correlation here. And so what the CDC should be doing, instead of, you know, pushing out their minions to try and squash me, the CDC should be investigating this. I can't imagine how difficult it is to, you know, inject a rat with the COVID shot and see how the rest of the rats around him, you know, react. And if there are any, you know, impact, if there's an impact on any of the other rats. I mean, it can't be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, but they're not investigating it. They just keep pushing the shot. Oh, it works. But I'm like, vaccines, we know scientifically, should stop you from getting the disease and also, of course, stop transmission, but it's actually not. And people who aren't having the shot are doing better if they get like Omicron. Well, and I'm with the variants, I'm like, how can they determine these variants so fast? Oh, Delta. Oh, Omicron. Oh, now it's a new section of Omicron. I'm like, basic science, fifth grade science. I'm like, you can't do it that fast. It takes time. But they keep pushing, and then masks that don't work, you wear it. And it's like, that's not even what masks were for. Doctors don't wear masks in surgery to keep from getting sick. They keep from getting stuff on like sneezing or their particles and stuff, like breathing on, like in the sterile environment. That's why it has nothing to do with protecting them. And it's just, it's so funny. It's been so funny from the beginning of this.
You know, it's interesting. I just figured out today, I was watching an Instagram video and I just figured out why the mask mandates are so prevalent, especially in blue states. So I'm watching a video of these two guys come into a store, full mask, right? You just see their eyes, and they had a hood on. Okay. And the lady that was servicing them, she didn't think anything of it because she had an N95 mask on, like false, you know. And so her, these guys coming in with these masks, it's normal, right?
Yeah.
Well, 5 minutes into it, they bust the counter and they take her iPads. So the masks are here to continue to assist in the destruction of our country.
Yeah.
Why? Because you have no idea somebody coming up to you, if they're going to rob you or they're going to shake your hand because they're wearing these masks. And if you were to rewind 2 years ago and you were to see somebody in the street wearing a mask, you would run as fast as you can run, or you would call 911.
Yeah.
So this is all part of the plan, and everybody needs to just resist, and they need to stop complying, please. I mean, my whole message that I've been trying to get out to the world, you know, since I've been speaking over the last year is stop complying. You are part of the problem. It's not going to go away the more you comply.
Yeah. Yeah. And particularly now, it's bad enough that they're doing this to people and stuff, but then now with them pushing these things to kids, and I mean, 5 years and older now, and I probably sooner than that, and that now the 5-year-olds and up can get boosters. And I'm like, what? I'm like, for years, scientists, there have been good vaccines and stuff, but there have been debates on both sides about, you know, how much, how many vaccines and stuff that children can have, just worrying about, you know, the pros and cons and stuff. And then they just keep pumping these kids full of this stuff that's harming and killing adults, and you're putting it in children. Well, I mean, like you said, the story that Dr. Pilevsky was talking about, a little baby girl bleeding from her girl area, that's not
okay.
Supposed to happen. That's not how they made how our bodies are made. That's not supposed to happen. Yeah.
And look, if you rewind a little bit to childhood vaccines, vaccines it's a huge business, and it's not just the business of selling vaccines, but of all the adverse effects, the damage that's being done, even from the childhood vaccines. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Day one babies, they're injecting them with a hepatitis B vaccine. So if you're a parent who doesn't know any better, you are going to trust your doctor, and they are going to inject your baby with 10 times the amount of aluminum to protect them from a sexually transmitted disease. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Why are they doing this? Because they make a lot of money off this shot. They are not protecting this baby from anything, and they are injecting a newborn with pharmaceutical drugs. If people don't wake up and see that these vaccines are here to destroy our children's future, they're there to drop their IQ down and make them easier controllable, especially because they've got so many metals in their brain. I mean, you can look up all the studies on aluminum in the brain.
Yeah.
It's not good. Flu shot has mercury. That's not good either. They have formaldehyde. They have, you know, a whole list of ingredients, polysorbate 80, that brand new babies should not be taking, you know. And there's amazing books about childhood vaccines. Dissolving Illusions is one of them, which talks about the history of vaccines. So the media wants you to believe that vaccines have stopped diseases. And that's just a lie. You know, there's a bell curve to everything. And in many of the cases, the vaccines came in at the end of the curve when the disease was already going away. So there's just a lot of misinformation out there. And I tell any parent that's pregnant, please go and study this. Don't look it up on Google, because you will not find what you need on Google. You need to really, really research it. There's great books out there. You know, don't just blindly trust your doctor. Go and figure it out on your own.
Yeah. And then the people, like I said, who own these companies or whatever, there's no accountability for them, you know, because they've given them protection from parents being able to, you know, sue, things like that. Because it's like it provides them like doctor and then scientist. It gives them I forget what the word they use, but it protects them so that way they can go out here and do their research and not have to worry about people like suing them or getting that. And I'm like, no, anybody needs accountability, because if you don't have accountability, you're going to have what we have. And these government politicians who have big stocks, who have big stakes in Pfizer and Moderna, and you start tracing it back, and whether it's the Clinton Foundation or the Gates Foundation, and you start tracing it back, and it's this small group of people who pretty much control the strings of, whether it's, like I said, the school systems, obviously the government, and of course the science community, and deciding what gets out and what doesn't. And that's exactly
science
what I'm
saying. Science has been bought and paid for. It's no different than when, you know, you would see, not us, because we're too young for this, but back in the days, I guess, magazine covers, you would see a pregnant woman smoking, and then you would see so-and-so doctor approved, right?
Yeah.
The doctors can be bought. Scientists can be bought. We have to use our logical, critical thinking brain here to say, nobody knows what's in these shots. Like, yes, we know some of the ingredients, but even Bill Gates said himself, some of the ingredients are proprietary, so they won't tell us. No one knows the long-term side effects of this. So why are we giving a child who has a virtual 99.99% recovery rate?
Yeah.
Why are we giving them a shot with unknown side effects to protect them from what? Like, this should wake up humanity to say, oh my God, pharma is not on our side and they are not here to save the planet. Like, that's the part that people need to absolutely wake up from and start thinking for themselves. Don't walk into your doctor's office and say, I'm yours, do with me whatever you want, because you have no idea who that doctor reports to. And if that doctor is a sole practitioner, he's still reading JAMA. And JAMA is largely controlled by pharma. I mean, this all goes back to pharma. Pharma controls the media. Pharma controls the textbooks. Pharma has huge input in medical schools because of all the donations that they make. Like, pharma is controlling our government right now because of their lobbying dollars. Like, they are the ones in control, and everyone else, you know, we're the puppets. We're just little fish in their game.
Yeah. And like trusting people, trusting people like Fauci, who we've seen the stuff coming out about him. And I mean, all the awful things he's contributed to. And I'm like, that's bad enough. But also Gates, I mean, you hear the stories about what he's done to the children and the parents who testify what he's done to their communities and their children in these poor, underprivileged areas. And they're just, as a parent, these areas are poor, like countries like India and stuff. They don't know. They think that these people are really coming in and helping their children, but they're just using them as experimental lab rats. And these are the people pushing these shots, like saying wear masks and stuff. And it's like, we're trusting them. Well, not us, obviously, and a lot of people, because they're awakening, which is awesome. But even the people who are still under that spell, I mean, we're trusting those people who have shown that they are out in some areas to hurt humanity. I'm like, we can argue, like, we don't know necessarily what their motive is, but I'm like, their actions show they do a lot to hurt humanity, whether they want to or it's inadvertent. I can't say, I have my opinion, but I'm like, they're hurting humanity. And we're listening to these people with our children. I mean, we shouldn't even with ourselves, but with innocent children who we're supposed to protect.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's very sadistic what they're doing. And I think they know exactly what they're doing.
I think so too. And
I think that they have a plan and they've been executing the plan.
Yeah.
And they continue to execute the plan. And for some reason, they are executing it better in blue states. And, you know, fortunately, in states like Florida, our governor is not playing their games, which I'm super grateful.
And super blessed just say it, Dad.
I just wish we had, you know, 49 other DeSantises. That's what we need. We need people who really care about our country and are not going to take a bribe, and they're not going to basically overlook something because their pockets are thicker. I mean, we need real people to really stand up for us.
Yeah.
And like, if they don't do it, we need to just do it ourselves.
Exactly. If you don't have a good governor, run yourself.
Or do senator, something.
School board or anything. Yep.
Everybody can do something. Even if it's, you know, if your town has a mask mandate, just stop wearing a mask and refuse to wear a mask. Like, these are things that everyone can do and should do. Everybody should do their part. I mean, he can't put all the burden on just a few that are willing to speak up. Everybody can do something, even if it's in their own way.
Very true. And it's like, that's why we need good schools like you guys, Centner Academy. Woohoo!
Yeah. And you know, like I said, I'm growing a lot and we are hiring. If you're anybody on your, that's listening to this, goes to our website at Centner, C-E-N-T-N-E-R Academy. That's C-E-N-T-N-E-R Academy.com. And they click on the careers page. We are hiring amazing positions. We have a curriculum team that we're building and enhancing. We're opening high school. We have more elementary teacher roles, preschool, middle school, like, we're just really, really growing. And every day we're taking on new students just because of all the craziness that's happening in the world. And, you know, we're a real patriot school. We don't do critical race theory. We're completely against it. We're against teaching kids about transgender. You know, my 7-year-old was you know, doing something on YouTube, and she flipped and something popped open of a transgender kid. And I'm just like turning it off as fast as I can. You know, she's 6 years old. She should not be learning anything about that, anything. And at school should not be teaching kids this. Look, if you're a parent and you want to teach your child this in the four corners of your home, that's your business.
Yeah.
It is not our business as a school to infuse any of this nonsense into kids, you know, and it's, and schools that have removed the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't understand these things. It's like, you know, or let the kids not say God because they're in school. Like, why can't the kids say, talk about God? Or some schools were not allowing kids to pray. Like, why? Why wouldn't you allow a child to pray? Like, if the child wants to pray at school, they should be allowed to pray at school.
Well, so praying to God or praying to God, they can pray to like Allah, Satan, because now Satanism school, or like clubs and stuff in schools, I don't even know how long that they've been in there and stuff, but hopefully parents have now kind of been like awakened. If I find out what clubs are in your school, if you're sending your kids somewhere, find out, well, number one, what the curriculum is, and stuff, and also what clubs are there and stuff. Because a Satanism club, you can do the whole different religions thing, but Satanism, that shouldn't even be classified in the same thing as a religion. Because, I mean, you got blood sacrifices, particularly that's involved in that. And I'm like, they kill children. They kill, rape, and sacrifice children in that religion.
What was that guy on Fox News?
Yes, that's where I saw that. Yeah,
I think he had a glass eye or something.
Yeah. Oh, that creepy guy. Yes, I saw that one. I know. I got chills just seeing him on the screen.
It was freaky. Yeah. My mouth hit the floor. I was like, how? How is this even possible?
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, this is why parents need to fight back. And I tell parents everywhere I speak, listen, I know it's hard to homeschool your child. I get it. Yeah. But if you allow your child to basically be physically abused, that's what it is when they're putting a mask on for 8 hours a day, and brainwashed into think that they can choose their gender, or brainwashed to believe that because they're white, they should hate themselves, or because they're black, they're never going to achieve anything. If you subject your child to this, the long-term damage is way worse than the immediate discomfort of homeschooling. You know, or form a pod, find 10 other parents who think like you.
Exactly.
Come together in a group and take turns. Everybody takes turns, you know, or if there's a parent that's not working, you know, pay that parent, like, whatever, do whatever you can, because our children are our future. And if we as adults don't stand up for them and protect them and save them from this tyranny, I'm telling you, we are going to be regretting it. We are not going to like the future that we see if we don't do something now to protect our kids. And that's really my message for everybody.
Yeah. And I was homeschooled. So I'm like, hey, if you want your kids to turn out like me with a brain of their own, hopefully better than me, I'm like, hey, I was homeschooled. And I'm like, but like you were saying, there's so many different ways to do. There's like a million different ways to do it. I mean, co-ops, like I said, you take in turns going to a different house each day. I mean, there's so many ways to do it. It's almost like you start your own little school. It's like you start your own little school in a bunch of different moms' houses and stuff one day of the week. And the kids, they don't care. I mean, they get to learn. Well, you know what they're learning because you're teaching them and stuff. And people who think that like, well, I don't have like a good education or whatever, I can't teach them. There are good curriculums out here that sometimes even have like videos and stuff. Because the curriculum that I was in with Bob Jones, they had like videos of professors. And this, I would just watch that. And then my dad would be like the facilitator and stuff. And we'd have conversations and stuff. So it's like, even if you don't have a good education, or you think like, oh, I'm not good at this or whatever, it's like, ask people to help you. There's so many different things you can do. There's literally something for everybody, which is amazing, because with public schools, you don't have that, because there's just like the one size fits all, which anybody knows that doesn't really work. But with homeschooling, or even with good Christian or good like private or Christian educations, like there's so many different things you can do, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, Jewish schools, Christian schools, and Catholic schools are losing it right now.
Oh, Christian ones definitely are. I know. I've been surprised at some of the ones I've seen that like are taking this, and I'm like, seriously? Yeah.
I mean, they are forcing kids to wear these masks. They are no longer allowing a religious exemption for the shots, which baffles my mind. And they're just, it's like
at a religious school, you think that you'd allow a religious exemption.
It's like
nowhere else.
How do you believe in God, but trust science more than God? Like, just think about that. Do you think God made a mistake when he made us, that we wouldn't be, that we were so flawed that we would need 72 injections? That's what they give kids these days. Do you think he made a mistake that big? I don't think so. And you know what? There's studies to back up what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dr. Paul Thomas, who's fighting for his license right now.
Yeah.
He hired an independent, I don't know if you interviewed him, but an independent research firm to analyze his data. And he's had over 10 or 15,000 patients and put together this data that showed in every single case, unvaccinated kids were healthier than vaccinated kids.
Wow. Yeah.
Proved it to a T.
Yeah.
And in one of the studies, because he talks about three different studies, his and two others, there wasn't one case of childhood cancer in an unvaccinated child.
Wow.
I mean, but it makes sense. You get cancer because, you know, everybody has cancer cells, but when your immune system is weak and your immune system is usually weakened from environmental factors, one of that could be
and those metals and toxins in your body. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So then the cancer cells end up taking over and, you know, your body can't fight it. But if your body is free from all that, your body can fight these things. And so to me, it's basic, it's common sense, but unfortunately, you know, there's just too many people that you can't even have this conversation with because they are like, I believe in science.
Yeah.
And I believe in the CDC, who's completely controlled by pharma. Mm-hmm. And I believe in American Pediatric Association, who's also controlled by pharma. Like they have their belief in these systems that aren't there to protect our kids. That's the sad part. The FDA is also controlled by pharma.
Yeah. It's so sad just because they won't even consider the possibility that they've been wrong. Cause it's like the phrase, it's easier to fool somebody than for them to, you know, admit that they have been fooled. Cause they're just like, just cause they want to stick with the narrative they've been told. But it's like, it's with things like with the truckers and stuff and all those, like, well, I think what was that? I think there was like over 1 million people or something, not the truckers, but those truckers like in Canada and stuff. And so just, and there are also convoys like that going on in other nations. I think I saw one like in Brazil and a lot of different other ones. It's kind of cool that like people are waking up and they're just like, these mandates are ridiculous and we're done with it. And they're peacefully not complying, but it's like, they have the numbers and numbers can win a war without ever firing a single shot or like throwing a blow. Cause if you've got more of the numbers and if you like, it doesn't matter who says what, like if Biden says, everybody's going to do this, we, the people are just like, nope, sorry. Nope. Sorry. Not sorry.
You know, do you ever watch was it JP? What's his name? JP Sears. Do you watch JP Sears?
Is he the guy with the long hair?
Yeah, he's really funny.
I love him. Yes, I love him.
You should watch the recent one he did on guns. And you know, it really hits home the reason why we have not been robbed completely, like Canada and Australia and China, is because we have guns. And our guns protect us when the First Amendment has failed, which it's failed.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is why we need to really, really fight for what our founding fathers put in that Constitution, because they knew what they were doing. And we can't let our power be taken away. We need to make sure that we keep it and we fight back and we say no and we do whatever we can. To not let them take away our gun rights. Cause if that happens, I'm telling you, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. It's like, we need to stand up to protect ourselves, our families, our children, and our neighbors and all the other people in this great country, even though CRT wants to say, oh, it's a racist. This is the greatest country still on earth. And the majority of Americans believe that. And there's a small, the small fringe that, like Trudeau was saying, a small fringe minority. I saw somebody out here. It was Elon Musk. I think he tweeted that the small fringe is your own government. That's the small fringe. I'm like, yeah, because the majority don't want this stuff. So,
right.
Yep. Right. It's like that's why we need more Centner academies or private academies and stuff popping up all over the U.S. It's like, forget public schools. It's like, I mean, obviously not forget them, because we need to go in and change them too, because there are some kids who can only go to that. But it's like, hey, you start a private academy, it's like, make it to where tuition's affordable for everybody. And then, hey, I mean, you get enough people involved or like to donate and stuff, it's like you can start your own, almost not necessarily public school, but a school that anybody can come to. It's like, come on and stuff. And then,
well, you know, there are a lot of parents that are starting their own schools right now.
Yeah.
And I think homeschooling has doubled, which is amazing. Go homeschoolers, go parents that are not putting up with this. Yeah. And, you know, Florida, the reason why we have such an influx is because the New Yorkers and the Californians are just fed up, and they are picking up their entire family to escape this insanity that they're in to protect their children. And it's the right thing to do. I would move to the moon if I had to protect my kids. Yeah. Like, there isn't anything I would do to make sure that they're safe. And my kids have never worn a mask. They don't wear masks. They don't even know what that's like. They've been in a bubble in my school. I mean, yes, they saw their kids around them wearing a mask and, you know, we'd have conversations and she, mommy, why are they wearing a mask? Don't they know you can't breathe in a mask?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, my love, but their parents feel safer with them wearing a mask and they're not doing all their research. And I explained to her, you know, the virus is this size, the holes in a mask is this size. So the virus is going straight through, but what you are doing is you're breathing in your carbon dioxide, which is going inside your body. And that's supposed to go outside, not inside. You know, I just teach her all these things, and your brain needs oxygen. And then she gets it, and she's just, you know, if you tried to muzzle her, she'd probably bite your hand off.
It's like, that's what we're supposed to do. I'm like, I'm 22. I don't have kids and stuff. And I'm like, I look around at these kids and I'm like, I see them being put in masks and these vaccine mandates. And I want to go out here and do some things that I'm not going to say to, number one, the parents. I know a lot of the parents are just, they're not doing their research. So I'm like, okay, but these newscasters and these doctors and nurses who, not the ones who are really under duress, but the ones out here just like, yes, you should do it. I'm like, yeah, no. And like, I don't even have kids, but it's like, we should want to protect the children because it's like our future generations. And I tell everybody this, you try to mess with a mama bear's cub, and she's going to rip you into so many pieces that you can't be identified as a human anymore. And it's like, not, of course, abdicating violence. It's just like, we protect our children. If it ever comes to that, and I don't think it's gotten to the point, but I'm like, we're going to protect our kids. It don't matter what it takes. We're going to protect our kids.
Well, more moms need to protect their kids. Unfortunately, too many are not. And that's why we're still in this situation. If more parents said no, if more parents fought back, this would have been over, because moms are strong. They're powerful. They're just not, they're not doing it. And, you know, I've spoken to moms where it's like, I'm the only one at my school. No one else cares. And I'm like, well, be the loudest voice.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that you're the only one. Be the loudest voice. Look, I was the only school owner that refused to follow the mandate. I was the only one. Who cares?
Why you got attacked so much. But you just kept speaking louder.
Exactly. All it did was make me louder and louder and louder. And I won't stop. I won't stop, and I won't be bullied. And I'll keep going to my last breath. And like I said, if more people fought, if more parents said no, if more parents got a group of other parents together and said, we are going to go Monday morning, and none of our kids are going to wear a mask, and we are going to stand behind them, and we are going to support them, and we are going to fight back. What do you think the school would do? The school would fold so fast.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know what hit them.
Yep.
So people need to just understand that we, the people, have the power. Stop waiting for your government to give you permission to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm seeing, I just read Colorado is no longer mandating masks or vaccines. And people are like, yay, hooray. Why did you wait for them? Yeah. What were you waiting for? Like, that's your right to breathe fresh oxygen. That's your right to not inject your body into with some foreign substance. That's your God-given right. Don't wait for somebody to tell you that you can, you know, you don't have to do it. No, you kidding me?
Yep. I know. If we were waiting on the government to say, okay, we'd still be a part of England. I mean, as a country, I mean, like I said, hundreds of years ago, if we were waiting, we never would have become a nation if we were just waiting for the green light to do it. So it's like, we the people have the power, because we the people is where the power of the Constitution rests. Because exactly. See, everybody thinks it's democracy. And I'm like, no, democracy is top down authority. It's like whenever we were created a republic, it's the bottom up, meaning that the people is where the power starts. And we designate it to certain ones. We're like, okay, we're going to vote for you to do it. But it's like, we still have the power. And if you're not doing your job, you're going to get primaried and you're going to be out of there.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
We have the power. Great ending note. Woo-hoo! Exactly. We have the power.
Yes, we have the power. Yes.
Well, thanks so much, Layla. I mean, for coming on. I mean, just great talking to you. Love your story. I mean, you're standing up for the kids, which is what we all need to do. And hopefully you can empower other, particularly the mothers. I mean, it'd be great to get the dads on board, but I'm like, if we get the moms of America, like on board, all the moms across America, it don't matter if the dads are in it or not. The moms 100%. Are gonna be
mom 100%. Bears. And by the way, I also have a personal Instagram. I'm on my third one. If anybody wants to follow me there. At Layla Centner, that's LeilaCentner, and then the number 3. You have to type it all out. Layla Centner 3 on Instagram. I post a lot of things on all of these topics. So,
yeah. And all your graphics and stuff are going to be posted in the video and stuff. So, like your website's going to be all listed and stuff there. So, people are going to be able
perfect.
To
find it. And my Centner Academy Instagram too. You can post that also. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Thank you, it's been so great having you on. Such a great conversation.
Nice talking to you. Thank you.
I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
You gotta make sure you tell me your full faith.
These vaccines are zero liability.
There's so much fake information.
It's the David and Goliath thing.
Their agenda is not God's agenda.
Why will the churches not stand up?
I'm trying to save America.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.